Now, my boy, let us go into the actual processes of transformation taking place in the evolutionary and involutionary movements of all these cosmic substances through just such apparatuses for serving the most great common cosmic Togo Auto Egocrat, as your favorites are. In them, as in us, as well as in all large and small cosmoses of our common megalocosmos, these transformations proceed strictly according to the two fundamental cosmic laws, the sacred Heptaparaparshinoh and the sacred Triyamazikamnoh. Before telling you how the cosmic substances entering into beings as their first being food are transformed in them for the purposes of the common cosmic Togo Auto Egocratic process, and also serve, provided the beings have a certain attitude toward this process, for the coating and perfecting of their own higher parts, you should bear in mind, for a clear representation of all this, that in our megalocosmos, from results issuing from every kind of Togo Auto Egocratic process, there are many hundreds of independent active elements having various specific subjective properties that take part in new formations. Wherever they may be, these many hundreds of active elements with various properties issuing from the seven stoppinders of the fundamental common cosmic sacred Heptaparaparshinoh are divided and localized, depending upon the stoppinder from which they arose, into seven what are called Octapanatsakhyan classes, according to their affinity of vibrations. And all definite concentrations of our megalocosmos, both large and small, are formed out of active elements belonging to these seven independent classes that have, as I have just said, their own subjective properties. These subjective properties, including what is called their proportionate force of vivifyingness, are determined first by the form of functioning of the fifth stoppinder of the sacred Heptaparaparshinoh that was flowing during their arising, and second, by the conditions in which those active elements were formed, whether as the result of the conscious intention of some independent individual, or simply automatically, owing to the second order cosmic law named the attraction and fusion of similarities. Well then, these many hundreds of definite active elements belonging to the seven Octapanatsakhyan classes, each having seven different subjective properties, among which the properties of vivifyingness and decomposition are of prime significance, compose in their totality the fundamental common cosmic Ansan Balayasar, through which is actualized the most great cosmic Togo Auto Egocrat, that true savior from the law-conformable action of the merciless Herophaus. It is necessary to tell you also that in accordance with this second-order cosmic law, the attraction and fusion of similarities, the first appearance of concentrations of every kind formed from the ethernochrono, present everywhere in the universe, proceeds in the following manner. If particles of ethernochrono already present in the different spheres of all seven stoppinders of the fundamental common cosmic Ansan Balayasar, for some reason or other collide, they combine and give rise to all kinds of crystallizations that do not yet have any subjective properties. But if these combined particles of ethernochrono happen to fall into conditions where a process of Harnell-Miatznell is taking place, they fuse with one another and, according to the nature of their vibrations, are transformed into active elements now having specific properties. Thereafter, if these active elements with their own specific subjective properties enter into other processes of Hanel Myatsno under different conditions, they again fuse with each other according to the same law of affinity of vibrations, and thus acquiring new properties are transformed into active elements of another Octapanatsakhnian class, and so on and so forth. That is why in our megalocosmos there are so many independent active elements with their different specific subjective properties. And if now, my boy, you can satisfactorily grasp the stages of the process of transformation of cosmic substances by means of beings' apparatuses, into which these substances enter as first being food, you will at the same time have an approximate understanding of everything relating to the chief particularities of the sacred law of Heptaparaparshanoch, as well as the processes of evolution and involution of the higher being foods. When these evolving active elements, in their returning ascent from the last stopinder of the fundamental common cosmic sacred Heptaparaparshanoch, enter into the common presence of beings' apparatuses as their first being food, they begin, on entering the mouth itself, gradually to be changed through the process of the second order law of Hanel Myatsna. That is, they mix and fuse, according to the affinity of vibrations, with active elements that have already evolved in the presence of the beings and have acquired vibrations corresponding to the subsequent stopinders of the being Heptaparaparshanoch. And then, when they reach the stomach of the beings, they are transformed into specific active elements named being Protovihari, which correspond in their vibrations to the ascending fourth stopinder of the fundamental sacred common cosmic Heptaparaparshanoch. From there, this totality of active elements, whose center of gravity of vibrations is that of being Protovihari, gradually evolves, and again, thanks to the process of Hanel Myatsno, acquires corresponding vibrations in what is called the duodenum, and is completely transformed this time into being Deuterovihari. Then, passing through the whole of what is called the intestinal tract, one part of these definite substances of being Deuterovihari is used for the needs of the planetary body itself, as well as for the local Hanel Myatsno, to which all newly entering food is subject. But the other part, also by means of a process of Hanel Myatsno of local character, continues its independent evolution and is ultimately transformed into the still higher specific substances called being Tritoihare. This totality of cosmic substances, temporarily crystallized in the common presence of the being's apparatuses and corresponding in its vibrations to being Tritoihare, has as its principal place of concentration what is called the liver. It is just at this place of the being Ansan Baloyasar that the lower Mendel Inn of the sacred Heptaparaparshanoch, called the Mechano-coinciding Mendel Inn, is located. And therefore, the substances of being Tritoihare cannot evolve further independently, solely by the process of Hanel Myatsno. Indeed, because of the change in the general functioning of the primordial common cosmic sacred law of Heptaparaparshanoch, this totality of substances, named being Tritoihare, can evolve further only with the help of forces coming from outside. So if these substances of being Tritoihare do not receive any help from outside for their further evolution in the common presence of beings, then both this totality of substances and all those center of gravity substances of the being Ansan Balawiyasar, crystallized up to this stage, must always involve back again into those specific cosmic crystallizations from which they began their evolution. To provide this help from outside, great nature most wisely adapted the inner organization of beings in such a manner that the substances which had to enter into their common presence for the coating and feeding of their second being body, or Keshchan body, that is, the totality of cosmic substances your favorites call air, could at the same time serve as the outer help required for the evolution of the substances of the first being food. The active elements that compose this second being food, or air, enter the presence of beings through the nose and gradually evolving with the cooperation of various processes of harnel miatsnel of local character, are transformed in what are called the lungs into proto-vihāre, but this time into astral-nomian proto-vihāre. And then the substances of this astral-nomian proto-vihāre, entering into the presence of beings for their own evolution, and still having in themselves, according to the sacred Heptapara Parshinoh, all the possibilities of evolving from their centers of gravity by the process of Harnel Miatsnel alone, mix with the totality of substances of the first being food, which have already evolved up to the third stopinder of the sacred being Heptapara Parshinoh, and further evolve together, and thus help these substances of the first being food to pass through the lower mechano-coinciding mnel-in and to be transmuted into other definite substances named being tetartho-vihāre. While the astral-nomian proto-vihāre itself is transmuted into the substances named astral-nomian deuter-vihāre. So, my boy, at this point, I can give you one more illustration of the difference between auto-ego-kraut and trogo-auto-ego-kraut. That is, of the difference between the former auto-ego-kratic system of maintaining the existence of the Sun Absolute and the trogo-auto-ego-kratic system established at the creation of the megalocosmos. If the transformation of substances through beings' apparatuses were to proceed according to the law of the sacred Heptapara Parshinoh, as it was before certain of its stopinders were modified, that is, as it functioned before the creation of our now existing megalocosmos, the cosmic substances composing the first being food, on entering such an apparatus cosmos for the local process of evolution, would continue their ascent up to their complete transformation into specific higher active elements without any hindrance or any need of help coming from outside by the process of Harnel Miatsnel alone. But now, since the independent functioning of this primordial sacred law has been changed into a dependent one, the evolution and involution of substances through its changed stop-hinders must always be dependent upon externally caused manifestations coming from outside. In this case, the outer help for the complete transformation through beings of these cosmic crystallizations into higher crystallizations is the second being food, which has an entirely different origin and must actualize entirely different cosmic results. Sometime later, I will explain to you in detail how the transformation of the substances of the second and third being foods takes place in beings, But meanwhile, note only that these higher cosmic substances are transformed according to exactly the same principles as the substances of the first being food. Now we shall continue to investigate just how, according to the sacred Heptaparapashinoch, the transformation of the substances of their first being food proceeds in the presence of beings' apparatuses. As I have already said, the ordinary first being food is thus gradually transformed into specific substances called being tetartoihare, which in beings, as of course also in your favorites, have as a central place of their concentration the two hemispheres of their head brain. One part of this being tetartoihare, localized in both hemispheres of their head brain, is utilized unchanged for the planetary body of the being. But the other part, having in itself all the possibilities for independent evolution without help coming from outside, continues to evolve. And mixing again through the process of Harnal Miasna with previously formed higher substances already present in the beings, it is gradually transformed into still higher specific active elements called being pentoihare. These substances have as the central place of their concentration in beings what is called the cyanur rinam, which is also located in the head. Your favorites call this part of their planetary body the cerebellum. In accordance with the fifth deflection of the sacred Heptaparapashinoch, it is these very substances that are free to produce in the manifestations of the common presence of three brain beings, results not similar, but always opposite to each other. That is why, with respect to these being substances, the beings must always be very, very much on their guard in order to avoid undesirable consequences for their entire whole. From the cerebellum, one part of these specific substances is also utilized for the needs of the planetary body. But the other part, passing in a particular way through the nerve nodes of the spine and breast, is concentrated in beings of the male sex in the testicles and in the beings of the female sex in the ovaries, which are the places of concentration in the common presence of beings, of being exioihare, which is for them their most sacred possession. Incidentally, bear in mind that the particular way I mentioned is called Trunava. And it is only after this that the cosmic substances that enter beings' apparatuses for the purpose of evolution, that is, for the possibility of passing the lower Mnell in of the fundamental common cosmic exchange of substances, are transformed into that definite totality of cosmic substances whose production is the automatic justification of the sense and aim of the existence of all beings in general, and in particular of the contemporary three-brain beings breeding on the planet Earth. And everywhere in the universe, this totality of cosmic substances is called exioihare. So, my boy, this totality of cosmic substances named exioihare, resulting from the evolution of the first being food in these beings' apparatuses, corresponds in its vibrations to the last stopinder of the being Heptaparapashinoch. And according to the particularity of this stopinder, it enters the higher intentionally actualizing Medellin of the law of Heptaparapashinoch. And in order to complete its transformation into new higher substances and acquire vibrations corresponding to the next higher degree of vivifyingness, that is, corresponding to the fifth stopinder of the fundamental process of the sacred Heptaparapashinoch, it indispensably requires just that outside help, which can be obtained in the presence of three brain beings only through those factors mentioned by me more than once, and which are manifested in being part dog duty. In other words, those factors which are common Father Creator endlessness, consented to designate as a means by which certain tetartocosmoses, as a final result of their service to the purposes of the common cosmic Iranu-Ranu-Mange, could become helpers in the administration of the enlarging world. And as for these factors, which are the sole possible means for the assimilation of the cosmic substances required for the coating and perfecting of the higher being bodies, today we call them conscious labor and intentional suffering. Here it might be worthwhile to note and even to emphasize that of all the definite cosmic substances that are formed and are always to be found in the common presence of your favorites, they know well only this being exioihai, which they call sperm, and even masterfully perform with it various kinds of their manipulations. And by this name sperm, they give importance to the totality of definite substances formed only in the presence of beings of the male sex, scorning and leaving nameless a similar totality of the end results of the substances arising in beings of the female sex. Well then, ever since your favorites ceased to actualize being park dog duty in their presence, this totality of substances, which inevitably arises in the presence of all beings as the final result of the transformation of their first being food, no longer receiving, in accordance with the sacred Heptaparaparshanak, the outside help required for completing its evolution into other higher definite active elements, began to evolve back toward those crystallizations from which its evolution began. From then on, such involutionary processes in the common presence of your favorites became factors engendering in them data for the arising of their innumerable illnesses, thus on the one hand breaking down their previously established essence individuality, and on the other hand shortening the general duration of their existence. Your favorites, the beings of the planet Earth, particularly those of present time, no longer use these substances of being exhilarating at all consciously, either for self-perfecting or for the reproduction of a new being similar to themselves. And so these sacred cosmic substances formed in them either serve only for the purposes of the most great cosmic Trogo Auto Egocrat, without any participation of their own being consciousness and individual desire, or for the involuntary conception of a new being like themselves, who is for them, without their cognized wish, a distressing result of the fusion of those sacred substances of the two opposite sexes, representing two opposite forces of the sacred Triamasikamno. A fusion taking place during the satisfaction of that function of theirs, which, thanks to the inheritance from the ancient Romans, has become the chief vice of contemporary three-brained beings. I must remark, my boy, with sadness, that this depraved tendency, already firmly fixed in their common presence, is particularly for your contemporary favorites a means of automatically destroying to their very root even those impulses that on rare occasions give rise to manifestations worthy of three-brained beings and evoke in them what is called the thirst for being. I repeat, my boy, not only have these favorites of yours, particularly the contemporary ones, ceased to make conscious use of these sacred substances inevitably formed in them for the coating and perfecting of their higher parts and for the fulfillment of that being duty foreseen by nature, which consists in the continuation of their species. But when this latter does accidentally occur, they regard it as a great misfortune for themselves, because its consequences must, for a certain time, hinder the free gratification of the many and various vices fixed in their essence. And so in consequence of this, particularly at the present time, they strive with their whole presence and by every means to prevent the actualization of this involuntary and accidental, yet sacred manifestation foreseen by great nature. In the last few centuries there, a great many of them, in whom data for all kinds of Hasnamusian properties were more strongly crystallized than in others, even became specialists in aiding the destruction of these unintentionally actualized sacred being fulfillments. And these specialists are called makers of angels. Yet this being act, which your favorites have turned into their chief vice, is considered everywhere in our great universe by beings of all natures as the most sacred of all divine sacraments. Even many two-brained and one-brained beings of the planet Earth, such as the beings called hyenas, cats, wolves, lions, tigers, wild dogs, baigushis, frogs, and many others, who in their law-conformable presences have no data at all for comparative logic, still continue, of course only instinctively, to sense this act as sacred, and fulfill it only during those periods ordained by great nature for this holy sacrament. That is, chiefly during the period which is the beginning of a new cycle of that cosmic concentration on which they arise and exist. The period called by three brain beings everywhere, the Deonosks of the holy sacrament of the great Saruasar, known on the planet which interests you as Spring Days.